Nick Harcourt with you, and The Lonely Wild join us. Sorry we didn't get to talk yet, because you guys have been busy setting up, and I've been busy talking to an airline trying to change a ticket, but welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Hi.
I want to talk about the record, obviously, and whatever else we feel like talking about when we get to it, but I'll throw it over to you while we figure out whatever the sound issue is, and we'll have a... Oh, there you go. So, all they have to do is tell me, Nick, turn that button down. It's good. What's the first song you're going to play for us, guys?
I think we're going to open with The Sun As It Comes, which is the title track off of our new record.
Sounds like a good idea. It's The Lonely Wild on The Morning Show at KCSN.
Millions.
It's 88.5 KCSN, I guess, in studio, The Lonely Wild. And that's the title cut of the album, you said, right?
That is correct.
I was just looking it up on Bandcamp, and you're all over the place on the web. I guess that's what every band has to do these days. You've got to be on Tumblr and Reverb Nation and Bandcamp. And is the album actually up on iTunes and places like that where you can buy it?
It will be, yeah. It's officially released on Tuesday.
On Tuesday. For some reason, they still have that thing where you have to release an album on Tuesdays. Well, congratulations on getting it done. And obviously, we're going to hear a couple more songs. There's a show tonight. KCSN is presenting the show tonight, which is, I guess, your official release party.
That's right.
Correct?
We're playing tonight at the Satellite.
Over at the Satellite. And let's get a little bit of history with the band very quickly, if you don't mind. I know we're going to try and squeeze two more songs in. But, Andrew, maybe you could, first of all, tell us everybody who's in the band in the studio with you this morning.
Well, we have Jessie Williams over here singing, and she's about to play trumpet for you as well.
Hello.
Ryan Ross is doing multitasking here, bass, trumpet, keys, and vocals. Dave Farina on the drums and vocals as well, and Andrew Schneider on guitar.
So, welcome all, obviously. Bit of history for the band. When did you come together in this formation?
We first started playing around 2010. Ryan and I played another band together that parted ways, and we started a new project and brought our friend Andrew on. And then over the years, we found Jesse playing concerts in LA, and we found Dave through some friends of ours as well.
Did you know when you first got together what you wanted to do? Was there a musical agenda of the style of music you wanted to play?
Yeah, definitely. I think I had a pretty clear vision from the get-go. I had started writing a handful of songs just on solo guitar, and then kind of wanted to flesh those out and make it a bigger experience. So I got in touch with Ryan, and we started kind of working on arrangements. And, it kind of snowballed from there.
But the idea of the sound of what the band was going to be as well, obviously with the trumpets and, you know, spaghetti Western influences and all that kind of stuff, that was something that you knew up front you wanted to do?
Yeah, definitely. At first, when I was writing songs, it kind of was sneaking its way in there. I do have a pretty good Ennio Morricone vinyl collection, so I'm a big fan of his, and that influence was kind of creeping in, and then I, you know, obviously realized that soon on, and decided to kind of run with that.
What was it about that music, just out of interest? I actually interviewed him a couple of years ago, which was fascinating and unfortunate. But what is it about that sound that works for you?
You know, he kind of defined the genre. He made Westerns. I mean, he's done, you know, obviously a whole lot of other things, but you can hear just a few notes from a guitar or a guitar tone, and you can be immediately transported to a time and place. You know, I remember first hearing The Good, Bad, and the Ugly when I was like 8 years old or something. And I thought the movie, honestly, was kind of long and boring. But the music was really cool, and it just kind of stuck with me always.
I hate to tell you something, but I heard it when I was 8 years old. But that's actually when it came out. But, good luck with tonight, obviously, and getting the album done. It's always a feat, obviously, to go through recordings and doing singles and EPs and then actually getting a full album done. And I know that you've been building quite a nice buzz around town. That show we did with Damien Rice and Keita a couple of months ago was, what a great night that was.
That was a lot of fun.
Should do more of those. But tonight it's at the Satellite. I'm going to let you play us out. You've got two songs left. I probably won't come back on because we'll go into Jim Nelson at the top of the hour. But happy Easter. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
And just introduce the songs for us as we play out. It's The Lonely Wild on the morning show at KCSN. Go see them tonight at the Satellite.
All right, we're going to play a song called Everything You Need, actually. I think Nick played it a little earlier this morning, but here's the live rendition. All right, we're going to play one more for you today called Over the Hill. Do a quick tuning intermission here. So we started off this morning with the first track from our new album, and we're going to close out with the last track here. Stretched out like a swan without a song. This bad joke still has got me laughing, still has got me bawling like a man chasing it. Just one line, I could bring us closer, closer than old friends, or than your mama and your dad. But it's always over. Off to hear what history's gotta say.